We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Gimel. We're starting the Halacha now. Mitzvah Sase Al Kol Ishmi Yisrael Lichtav Lois Sefer Torah. It's a positive commandment to the Torah for every single Jew to write a Sefer Torah for himself. V'afilu hinichu lo avos of Sefer Torah, even if his parents left him a Sefer Torah, still, the person has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Lekocha, if he acquired a Sefer Torah, v'loi higia bodovor, and he didn't make any corrections to it, he didn't make any alterations to it at all whatsoever, havi kechoitev mitzvah min hashuk, then it's like he's grabbing a mitzvah from the marketplace, meaning he's not really doing it right. He's not doing it the preferred way. The preferred way is that he should write at least one letter in it. He should do something. Kitzorech lichtoiv biatzmoi, because the person is supposed to write himself. Oi lahagia bo dovra al kolponim, or at least to correct a letter, to add a letter, something like that. Paragraph Aleph. Al pi hamaisa hanoiro shel yoim hachamishi. Rav Nosson Zal says, this halacha is going to be based on the awesome story, the 13th one of the 13 stories that Rabbeinu Zal told in the Sipuri Maisius. It's called Maise Mizayin Betlers, the story of the seven beggars, and the major part of the story deals with a Sheva Brachas that's taking place, and on each one of the 7 days of the Sheva Brachas, a great tzaddik appears to the couple, and he gives them a bracha, and he blesses them that they should be like him. And he goes on to explain that even though he appears to have a major defect, it's not really a defect. It's actually an advantage. Salpiyam Aismiru Shalyoim HaChamishi, this halacha is going to be based on the 5th day of the Sheva Brachas. Shehispoyer Esatzmoy Habal Chatoitrois, whereby the tzaddik who appeared to the couple was a Baal Chatoitrois, which means he had a hoiker. In Yiddish, it's called a hoiker. In English, it's called a hunchback. Be'oitzim haflogas ma'alosoi, be'inyin mu'it machzikis hamaruba. And this hunchback that appeared to them prided himself that he possesses the highest level of mu'it machzikis hamaruba, the highest level of something small being able to contain something very large. Yoiser mikol hamailois shel kol echad viechod shezocho le'eze bechina b'inyin zeh shel mu'at machzik samaruba. And the Betler said that he achieved a much, much higher level of mu'at machzik samaruba than all the ones who spoke before him, who prided themselves with their mu'at machzik samaruba. Each one showed off, showing how he has a certain great level of mu'at machzik samaruba. And the Betler said, all of your examples are nothing, nonsense, compared to the mu'at machzik samaruba that I possess. Kihu lemala mikulam, because the Betler was superior to all of them in this quality. Kihu zocho lebechinas mu'at machzik samaruba, Shehu ktsei hamokoim legamri, because he was zeicha, this Betler achieved a level of mu'at machzik samaruba which put him on the edge, literally on the edge of mokoim, of space. Shemishom ulamalo ein mokoim klal, whereby one drop further, one drop off mokoim, he would be in a place which is beyond mokoim completely, beyond the concept of space completely. V'alkein hu daiko yochoy lenasei ulahalois mebechinas mokoim lebechilas lamala min mokoim. And therefore, this Betler specifically has the ability to elevate people who are within mokoim, within space, and to elevate them to lamala min hamokoim, to take them to beyond space, to such a spiritual level where there's no boundaries at all, in a sense. Ulahavi lho'ilon hakodosh v'hanoira. And this Betler is the one who has the ability to bring all the people to the holy, awesome tree, Shehu Lamala Miyamokoim, which is above the concept of space, Sheyeshloi Shloisha Sharoshim. And that tree has three different roots. Shoyreshechod Hu Emuna. One of the roots is Emuna, faith. Vahasheni, the second one is Yira, fear. Vahashlishi, the third root is Anova, humility. The Emes, Guf Ho'ilon. And the trunk of the tree is truth. Umishom Yoitzim Anofim. And from the trunk of the tree come forth all kinds of branches. Ayin Shom, Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look over there in the Sefer Sipuri Maisius of Rabbeinu Zal, in the final story, the 13th story, which is called the Seven Betlers, the fifth day of the Sheva Brachas. Kol ho'inyin hanoiro v'hanizkov hahu mitchilosoi v'alsoifoi. Look over there to see this awesome, deep concept that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there from beginning of that chapter to the end. Ayin shom heitev, study it well. Ube'inyan hakat shechokru sheyesh ilan, and also regarding that a group of people that philosophized and they did major analysis and they came to the realization that there is a special tree where if everyone could get to that tree and be under the shade of that tree, the entire world would come to a complete tikkun, to a complete perfection. Ayin Shom, look over there in Sipurei Maisius in order to have a good introduction for this halacha.